The next time you're on Interstate 80, stop in and see the folks at the Iowa 80 Truck Stop at Exit 284 in Walcott, Iowa. They're always open and ready to serve you. Enjoy a sit-down meal at the Iowa 80 Kitchen or grab a bite from one of their 9 quick-serve restaurants. You'll love their clean restrooms, huge gift store, beautiful convenience store, and, of course, the Super Truck Showroom stocked with plenty of chrome, lights, and more. While you're there, don't forget to visit the Iowa 80 Trucking Museum next door. It's free. The entire team at the Iowa 80 is very excited to celebrate 60 years with you. They look forward to being your home away from home for another 60 years. Sending you a giant thank you from Iowa 80, the world's largest truck stop on I-80, exit 284 in Walcott, Iowa. Iowa 80.
It's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across the USA and around the planet, we're Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara. Good morning. Download our Red Eye Radio app today. My voice all of a sudden got very low. I don't know why. Download our Red Eye Radio app today and listen when and where you want. If you can't listen at the designated period between
midnight and 5 central.
Exactly.
I just had my voice lowered for the winter.
I don't even know what that means.
That's why I started laughing. I took a breath and I started choking when you said that.
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I really don't know. You know what else I don't know? I don't know what we're going to learn about the Biden administration today.
Well, the one thing we did say on yesterday's show, we said, and this is when we knew the new documents were going to come out, and we didn't know that it was, you know, the whole thing about the Corvette was going to happen. But we did say, even before all that, we said it's going to be a zoo, and it was a zoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah.
And one of the things here, I've got some audio that I want to play here from the press briefing yesterday from Karine Jean-Pierre. And I know I've gone through the entire press conference, and you can't, just because of time constraints, can't play the whole thing here. But just some background, all the reporters, it's like you can tell none of them. She keeps saying we're being transparent. They're like, you're not being transparent. You're not being transparent to the American people.
Right.
Well, but we're being transparent to the archives and the Department of Justice. But you're not the American people. Yes, we are, because we're here speaking to you. But you're not answering the damn questions. And I want to play just a part of it, which leads into Pete Ducey. But I want to play one of the questions that is coming up. And I don't know who the reporter is. She's sitting behind Pete Ducey, and she's asking the question. And then I'll let you get into to Ducey here. And this is the whole thing about transparency, because that seemed to be especially the last part, like the last, 10, 15 minutes of the whole press conference was like, you're not being transparent.
Right.
And it's obvious she's not. But she keeps insisting, because we're up here, her message is, because we're up here not answering your questions, we're being transparent.
Yeah.
Ah!
Uh-huh.
All right, so here we go. All right.
Do you acknowledge that the fact that the White House did not reveal this to the public, despite the fact that you've known about it for months, undercuts the president's promise of being transparent with the American people?
But here's the thing. They were transparent. There was transparency in doing what you're supposed to do when these items were discovered.
But not with the American people.
Look, I am here standing in front of you answering these questions, right? The president took 2 questions this week on this. You've heard, You've heard from the White House counsel who put out multiple statements on this. And so, again, this is an ongoing process. We want to respect the process, and we have laid out very clearly what occurred. Again, don't want to get ahead of this. The Department of Justice, you all will get your questions answered from them during this time. And so I would just refer you to the Department of Justice. And now, as you all know, there's a special counsel dealing with this.
Thank you, Corrine. Another one on GarageGate. What is the White House trying to hide?
I want to make it clear we're not laughing at the situation. I mean, because it's a serious situation.
No,
that you've got these top secret documents that are just appearing in three different places. It's very serious. It's a huge serious issue. The comedy comes from the fact that everybody knows that the White House is lying. They're not being transparent.
Right.
Everybody knows. And one of the things was the fact that the one document was apparently just found 2 nights ago.
The loan document that was in the House.
In the House was just found the other day. But the entire thing is they're saying you're not being transparent because beginning of the week, you knew that on December 20th, they found all these in the garage.
Right.
And you didn't say anything about it. And it's like, well, you have to go to the Justice Department. Well, wait a minute. Did you know? What you're saying is the Justice Department has instructed you not to tell the public about that?
Right.
Oh, no, that'd be the wrong inference, she said earlier. It was like, well, then what you're saying is you knew and didn't tell us. So when you told us you were telling us everything you knew, you weren't being transparent. I mean, it was just a zoo.
Yeah.
It was absolutely crazy. But Ducey, what is the White House trying to hide?
Exactly.
My God, this is a no-win situation for the White House, and you know, just reviewing everything here because there's so many different aspects of this, and I think Jonathan Turley, as we talked about last hour, what he said on Fox. That the problem is when they talk about that, well, they had no idea that they were there. Well, then how come they were separated?
Right.
How come they were separated in three different places, and how come they were divided? You know, the divided shows, why did you just have, as you said, and you brought it up the other day, why were there just 12 over there?
Right.
And then we don't know how many documents that were in the garage, though, do we? We haven't been told in the garage.
No, we haven't. We haven't been told that. And the reason that the first set at the University of Pennsylvania, I asked that question is because if you think about, and this is, and I knew that the, and really right away they were implying, well, they were inadvertently packed and sent with other documents. No, they weren't. Because it's fewer than a dozen. If you're saying, all right, these four boxes, and they all belong together, right? That they're all classified or top secret material, and it's four boxes. Oh no! Someone loaded you have more wiggle room on the whole inadvertently packed and sent here or there than you do with it was fewer than a dozen. And then we learn in the second batch that, and we don't know how many were found in the garage. I still have the question, how many are in the trunk of the Corvette? But then the one document that's carved out and taken into the House. That's not inadvertently.
And that's what Turley has brought up, and that's what we're looking at. Okay, this doesn't make sense because it wasn't just that, for example, you look at it, you go, Trump, they cleared the White House and brought everything there.
Right. It was a couple of hundred documents, whatever it was.
So you knew how it got there.
Right. Yes.
You know, they cleaned out the White House and took it there.
Right.
So you understood even in the very beginning, all right, here's how they got, you know, to Mar-a-Lago. So we know how they got there and everything else. And they didn't find they didn't find secret documents at the golf course in New Jersey.
Right. Right.
you know, they found them all there because they were all transported there. So you sit there and go, okay, that, you know, why is the reason that they were divided? Because what he claims is he had no idea that they were there whatsoever. Well, number one, they were separated to begin with. They're in three different places. And in one place, you had one of the top secret documents in the library, and the rest were in the garage, which indicates the great possibility of, well, of separation.
Right.
Well, if you separated it, well, then somebody separated it, which means there had to be knowledge from somebody that they were there, which really gives this whole, oh, they were inadvertently put there.
No.
One document ended up in the library?
Yeah, no, that's not, because that's not how they are boxed, contained, stored, right, preserved. That's not how that happens.
And so the reason that you hear this hilarious laughter is the attempt to communicate falsehoods when it's obvious. And this is what was going on there. She's saying, we're transparent. You were transparent. You heard the, by the way, the one reporter was to the right, not to the back, but to the right of Ducey. Mm. And you could hear her say, you know, we're being transparent. You're not with the American people.
You're not.
Well, we are to the Department of Justice. We are to the Department. Yeah. Oh, so things we can't verify, but you're not honest with us. And you're not honest with us because you didn't say the other day that more documents, and you knew about it, were there November 20th, unless did the Department of Justice tell you not to tell us that? Well, no, you'd be on the wrong track if you thought that. Well, then you didn't tell us, which means you're not being transparent. We're doing everything we possibly can, and it's in the Department of Justice. And so this is just one of those situations where everyone knows, she knows she's lying.
Yeah.
The press knows she's lying.
Right.
The Democrats know she's lying. We all know that she knows that she's lying, mm-hmm, and she continues doing it anyway. That's where the humor comes from.
Right.
That's why it's fun. The situation isn't funny.
Yeah. What is the White House covering? It is such a broad, right, yet direct question.
And it's
a cannonball, basically.
And that's why, because it's what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
What are you trying to?
I mean, he just basically threw the, that is, as questions go, he just took the elephant in the living room of questions and lobbed it at her. And that's why it was more of a, holy cow.
Let's do it again, okay?
Yeah, all right.
And maybe let it roll a little bit to see where she goes.
Right, all right, okay.
Just one more, Karina.
Sure.
Do you acknowledge that the fact that the White House did not reveal this to the public, despite the fact that you've known about it for months, undercuts the president's promise of being transparent with the American people?
But here's the thing. They were transparent. There was transparency in doing what you're supposed to do when these items were discovered.
Not with the American people.
Look, I am here standing in front of you answering these questions, right? The president took two questions this week on this. You've heard, You've heard from the White House counsel who put out multiple statements on this. And so, again, this is an ongoing process. We want to respect the process, and we have laid out very clearly what occurred. Again, don't want to get ahead of this. The Department of Justice, you all can will get your questions answered from them during this time. And so, I will just refer you to the Department of Justice. And now, as you all know, there's a special counsel dealing with this.
Thank you, Karine. Another one on GarageGate. What is the White House trying to hide?
Nothing.
Someone gave the president a statement to read on Tuesday that was incomplete at best, misleading at worst. Who?
So I have read out the president's statement. I have read it out yesterday and what he said. He said that he will.
And she just goes through the same thing. She doesn't answer the question.
Yeah.
But and everyone knows. That's what makes it funny. Everyone knows she's lying.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. She knows she's lying.
Right.
Every member in the White House press corps knows she's lying. Everybody watching on TV knows she's lying. Everybody watching knows that she knows that she's lying. Every Democrat knows that she knows that she's lying. Every Republican knows that she knows that she's lying. And she still continues to throw out the same lie over and over again,
yep.
even when obviously called upon the fact that you're not being transparent, she deflects, well, we're being transparent with other people. Well, you're not with the American people. Well, no, we're up here answering your questions. No, you're not actually answering the questions. You're deflecting. You're not answering the questions. And then when she says, we can answer the questions, but we're being fully transparent. Because she actually said that.
Right.
I can't answer that question. I can't answer that. But we're being fully transparent. I mean, it's so horrible.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And, you know, where
God, just.
Where Jean-Pierre is right now, think about this. Because I was talking earlier about how the president really has kind of been put on an island. He clearly is on his own on this. And he has been kind of carved out. It's like, dude, this is on you. And you've seen that. And yesterday morning, you saw that. But if he is, she is as well by default. And she's not capable. I'm not saying he's capable, but I mean, she's fully incapable of doing the job in the first place. They don't have a defense for this.
Would they? And if they were to follow our advice, it would have been from the very beginning, we can't comment on any of this because it's the Department of Justice is
right.
handling it.
Right.
And that's it.
And,
you don't go any further.
We're not going to take any questions on it. We're going to move on. And the president, that's exactly what he says. He steps out and says, I'm going to address this first because I know the questions are coming in. I am aware of the documents that were found. I did want to acknowledge that fact. But other than that, I can't comment on anything else because we want to make sure that the process is followed the way it should be.
Right.
And we're not going to take any questions. So I want to set that tone. We're not taking any questions on that. We're making sure the process
right.
is being followed
because we
as
can't,
it should be.
Because
and
we can't answer any questions.
And we're not going to get. We can't answer any questions. And that's exactly what she should have been repeating over and over again. But
he can't
help himself.
Because of the Corvette comment.
And the first thing he brought out the other day was the lawyers. Well, lawyers? My lawyers said, what do you mean, my lawyers? It should be no comment. And then Pete Ducey jabs at him and, dude, really? Right next to your Corvette, knowing that the response was going to be exactly what it was. What are you talking about? It was in the garage with a Corvette. It wasn't like it was on the street. It was in the garage. Wow. Pete knew he was going to get that response because of who this president is, his arrogance. This is exactly what we talked about when I said it a long time ago. Joe Biden is a liability to Joe Biden.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Starting and charging system-related issues are one of the most common causes of winter breakdowns. So when your batteries talk, it's important you listen. Knowing the warning signs that could indicate your electrical system needs attention can help you avoid getting stuck out in the cold this winter. Have your electrical system checked by a certified technician if your vehicle begins to shut down electrical loads like radios and cab lights while in operation. This is a surefire sign that you're experiencing low battery voltage, and continuing to run in these conditions can lead to additional electrical system shutting down.
This report brought to you by Lubrifiner, engineering filters that are built to do more for heavy-duty fleets since 1996.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. You know, one of the things here that this has all brought to the forefront, and it's combined sort of the influence peddling across the board to the University of Pennsylvania. You saw the Republicans now are going to look at the University of Pennsylvania and the donations from the Chinese. John Solomon had yesterday the university that housed Biden Center pressed to end. That they pressed to end the FBI China spy probe after big donations from China. And he writes, the University of Pennsylvania, which collected tens of millions of dollars from China while paying Joe Biden and hosting his foreign policy think tank, successfully pressured the Biden Justice Department to end the FBI counter-espionage program targeting Beijing's increasing influence in U.S. academia. And we'll get to more of that coming up, and plus the whole problem now that this creates.
The Fourth Branch of Government. Eric Harley and Gary McNamara on Red Eye Radio.
And he is Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. Yeah, the one thing that this does is actually, to me, this super energizes the entire influence peddling of the Biden family. And I know it's secret documents here. You're saying, how does it do it? And it's because of the first batch that was found at the Biden Penn Center. And you had yesterday the chairman of the House Investigative Committee and that Representative Comer announce that the University of Pennsylvania, known as Penn, collected $67.6 million in donations from Chinese sources between 2013 and 2019, two-thirds of it while employing Joe Biden as a guest professor, which he never held one class and was paid $1 million, and hosting his Penn Biden Center where the documents were found. So not only will this be a investigation and the Republicans looking into the actual documents, but if you look at this, you say, all right, who are these? And we know that the, I think it's 50-something million, 50, I forgot what it precise is, 54 million while he was there that came from anonymous Chinese donations. I don't know about the roughly 13 million others where that came from, but all the stories that have been written on this say it was anonymous Chinese sources. Look, politically, you can't win that. I already saw Representative Presley came out and said, here we go. They want to investigate this. It's more bigotry against the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
No American buys that.
Yeah.
No American. Yeah, it's bigotry against it. No, you have a president that after he was vice president, we know the influence peddling and how it enriched the Biden family. The question is, did that money of those Hunter Biden schemes make it into Joe Biden's hand? And did he not report that on his income taxes would be probably what you'd be looking at, correct?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, when you look at it here, well, how do you arrange it? You know, you talk about the Republicans will be thinking, how do you arrange some form of money laundering? Well, you set up something like the Penn Biden. This would be the thought process. You set up something like the Penn Biden Center. What does it really do? And massive donations coming in from anonymous Chinese sources. You host it. You make him a guest professor where he never teaches a class once. Pay him $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, where did that $1 million come from?
Right.
And if you're an investigator, what are you thinking? You're thinking, I'm worried that that money came from the Chinese, laundered through the University of Pennsylvania into Joe Biden's hand. That would be the theory that you would be discussing, correct?
Yep.
That would be the stink factor in it all. You don't think that's what Republicans are thinking right now? Well, they made it clear that's what they were thinking yesterday. And then Comer announced that the decision that Penn collected $67.6 million in donations from Chinese sources between 2013 and 2019, two-thirds of it while employing Joe Biden as a guest professor and hosting his Penn Biden Center. The university's faculty later successfully pressured the Biden Justice Department to end the FBI's primary Chinese counter-espionage effort, known as the China Initiative, sought to root out spies in U.S. academia.
Hmm.
This is very concerning. Comer told Just the News yesterday, we're sending a letter to Penn requesting documents relating to the Chinese donations. We want a list of the individuals involved. Whoever was involved in soliciting donations from China, we want all the communications because I think it is very important. And so this was not a story really at all.
No, no.
This is why I go back to Obama. Don't ever underestimate the ability of Joe Biden to F things up.
Right.
Because if those documents had not been found at the Penn Center, this would have never been a story.
No, I mean, that's it. And now, I mean, we can extend this out. Who had access to what parts of the Biden house in Wilmington? And who had access to his office? Who, of course, you start with the money, the donations. Where did they all come from? Look, by the way, for those that want to argue, well, this is just bigotry against the Chinese. So are you admitting that it was bigotry against the Russians for you guys?
Yeah, exactly. Comer said he was particularly concerned that Penn collected $47.7 million in donations and contracts with Chinese interests during the 2.5 years it employed Joe Biden and housed his think tank because it overlapped with Hunter Biden's efforts to score business with a Chinese energy company known as CEFC that had, as we know, ties to the Chinese Communist Party. That deal landed $5 million interest-free forgivable loan that enriched the Biden family. Hunter Biden was also involved in courting Penn before it hired his father, hosting a dinner with the university president and later being asked by his father to attend a meeting between the vice president and university president. Emails on a Hunter Biden laptop seized by the FBI show. Comer said the sequence of events from Chinese business deals with the family, China donations to the university, the school's later role in pressing the Biden Department of Justice to change a policy in the way that may be viewed as favorable to Beijing proves that this administration could in fact be compromised by China. It's an example of China with their money influencing American policy. Every person that has any knowledge or experience with academia knows that China has infiltrated all of our research universities with Chinese spies. That's a fact. Everyone knows it. And all the money going to the school. And then Biden being paid, as he said, he was a professor, basically an honorary professor.
Right.
And never taught a class and was paid $1 million. For what?
Right.
For what? And that's the stink factor. You present that to the vast majority of Americans, that doesn't pass the smell test at all. No. And nobody's going to say, oh, that's Chinese racism. Nobody buys into that.
Nope.
No one. And that's the huge thing. That's the real damage that politically this has done to the Biden family. If you want to know how, Joe, as Obama said, effed it up, it was you took an influence peddling on that one aspect of the laptop and just super energized an investigation to say, oh, wow. Hunter was also involved in the University of Pennsylvania. How much money flowed through there? What did Joe get? $1 million?
Hmm.
Here? And what happened? oh, the school really pressured the Department of Justice to shut down. 160 professors, I think it was, signed, a petition to stop the investigation. Said it was Chinese racism, and Merrick Garland dropped it.
Yeah.
In February of 2022. So it was continuing during the Biden administration till February of 2022 until, because of some of the major efforts of the University of Pennsylvania to shut it down, they believed worked and shut it down. That's the influence peddling. And what, the quid pro quo?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's what you're looking at as an investigator. That's what you tie that all in together and you say, okay, and with Hunter Biden leading the charge at the University of Pennsylvania, or for the University of Pennsylvania to get his father involved in it, and then everything around it does not pass the smell test. And everybody knows it. And so politically, it's something that you had said earlier when we started the show. You said you expected in January that all the news was going to be, all right, DeSantis and who's going to challenge him and, who else is now going to run, and are the Republicans who are going to run, are they starting to attack DeSantis? It's like there's no really couple of news stories on that, but it's not dominating the news at all. What's really, and this might be dominating the news in the next couple of weeks, is the fact that Biden, the Democrats, he can't run. All of a sudden, no, he's our man, and boom. The question now is, politically, how do you survive this? Forget about the legal consequences, because I don't know what they are, but just you set what is being promoted right now,
yeah,
by the Republicans. There is no defense from the Democrats. Again, I saw Presley today, Representative Presley. All this Republican investigation is about Chinese racism. Can you sell that to the American people?
No.
Or only people that support the radical squad of the Democratic Party?
Well,
and that's not a majority of Americans at all.
This stinking ship has already sailed, and it was, before it sailed, it was named and christened, and it's already in the ocean. You can't rename it. You can try and throw whatever label and accusations you want on this whole thing. But the best thing for any other Democrat anywhere inside the Beltway is to step back and let this thing play out on its own. Unless you have direct involvement in it, I'd run.
And when you look at all the issues out there, and we always state it, here's the argument for, here's the argument against.
Mm.
Well, you have an argument against here. Tell me the argument for.
Right. Right.
What, whether it's the classified documents or the possible influence peddling, where's the opposite argument? You don't hear it, but you don't hear it from Democrats. They just ignored it.
The only thing that they have done so far is, they tried to use the word inadvertently in their reporting yesterday. And of course, that fell apart immediately. But then it was comparing it to Trump, and that falls apart immediately. Right. When you can't put it up and juxtapose it against Donald Trump on the left, you've lost.
Right, and the influence peddling portion of it, nobody can. The only thing is they ignored it, and now how can you ignore it now? Because this all ties in,
yeah,
to the University of Pennsylvania, which is again suspected influence peddling by the Biden administration and the Chinese. And like I said, the only argument so far was Presley yesterday from the squad saying, this is racism. That's your argument for this? Sorry, you can't sell that to the American people.
If you would have told me a week ago today, the whole influence peddling thing for Biden is about to get exponentially worse, and it will do so within a week.
Yeah.
I would have said, there's no way. It can't get any worse.
I know.
Yeah, it can. You know why? Joe Biden. This is the arrogance, the defiance, the guy who believes he's the king of everything. I told them to fire that guy. I told them this is who he is.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. The whole Ukraine.
Yeah.
prosecutor thing.
Right.
Right.
That's who he is. Can't tell me I can't put these documents in. Put them in the garage, Jack. That's who he is.
866-90-RED-EYE.
We'll be right back with more Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. You know, there's been a number of articles that have been saying this, and it's hilarious because for Trump, it was throw him in jail. And this is from The Guardian UK. Biden may have broken the Espionage Act. It's too broad. And then I think CNN, I thought it was CNN. I'll have to check again. Another article is written by a liberal publication that said, he shouldn't have had it in there, but it's time we change the rules. And it's like, okay. It's like,
yeah,
and there,
right.
That was on Twitter because somebody made a comment, a conservative made a comment saying, oh, would Trump put him in jail for...
Well, Biden changed the rules.
Changed the rules, right.
Yeah.
The rules
retroactively changed the rules.
Right, the rules are wrong. and again, we don't know what we're going to find, but that's why I laid out politically what the Republicans are going to do to Biden. And it's not good because...
Yeah, right.
There is no defense.
No, nope.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the planet, 866-90-RED-EYE. He's Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara. Good morning. Thank you for being here. Download our Red Eye Radio app today. And if you can't listen live overnight to one of our great radio stations, you can listen when and where you choose. Well, our friend Richard from Houston, Richard Russo, sent me a picture.
Yeah?
It's fantastic.
What is it?
It shows Jill Biden over a gas stove. With a pan burning classified documents.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that was the news yesterday. I mean, we know we have a new audience because we're on so long and, you know, people go to sleep, then people wake up. But when I woke up yesterday, I mean, I just grabbed my phone and looked at it, and everything had hit the fan.
Yeah.
And I burst out laughing. I burst out laughing because I had read what Jonathan Turley had said and all that, so we'll get to that in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audio started coming out. And I just wrote to you and said, why can't we be on the air right now? I didn't even get my coffee yet. And I'm like,
right.
I'm ready to go back on the air because it was absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what made things really insane. It was this audio cut, which just you're just shaking. You're shaking your head. What I started thinking was if I was one of his lawyers, if I was Biden's lawyer, I'd be going, shut up.
I would be handing in my resignation. I'd be saying, you need to find another attorney. I can't do this.
Next to your Corvette, what were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
See, Pete knew if I just bring his Corvette into it, he's not going to ignore that. He's going to, hey, pal. Hey, you don't talk about my Corvette. That's no joke. It's serious. It's serious.
My God.
Talk about my Corvette. It's serious. What's wrong with you? It's serious, pal. He knew. And.
My God.
That.
I'm telling you.
That. Honestly, that set the tone for the rest of the day. I mean, there were things that we learned, the story that came out about where the documents, the second batch of documents, were found. Technically, there's three batches. If you could call one piece of paper a batch, and we've got more on that coming up, but it's the news hit, and then... By the way, I was still in shock when you texted me. I was still in shock that Biden even talked to reporters.
Well, when I believe when I called you, or not called you, texted you,
mm-hmm.
I had not actually witnessed the video and heard the audio.
Yeah.
It's where I was reading Jonathan Turley.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
I just went to Twitter immediately. One of the first things. So let me just read it to you because it is so comical.
Yeah.
The president just said that the documents found in his garage are in a locked garage with his Corvette. The Corvette standard is actually not in classified protocols. The White House counsel now could cite the longstanding slogan for Corvette, like a car, only better. The Corvette statement was remarkably ill-considered. It was a cringeworthy moment. After being given a carefully worded statement by his lawyers and staff, the president ad-lib and suggested that his locked garage was a secure place for classified materials.
Yeah.
Now, the best thing is, just, I don't know whether it was minutes, a half hour, whenever.
Mm.
But then that's where the video came out of Biden doing Jay Leno's show.
Yeah.
And showing him in his green Corvette backing into his open garage.
Yeah.
And then more information came out saying, Hunter Biden had access to the garage. And then after laughing there, it was like, wait a minute, there's more to this story. They found another classified document inside the house.
Yeah.
And that's when Turley also said, this whole thing that, it was inadvertent.
Because that was the word that was in, that was peppered through all the reporting.
Right.
Inadvertently landed in at his home, inadvertently sent to his office at University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And as Turley broke it down yesterday legally, and this is where, a lawyer picks it up immediately, he says, wait a minute. Number one, you've got him in three places now. And not only that, but these documents were divided because you just don't get one piece of paper that is a top secret document that happens to be in the library.
Right.
Because proving that was inadvertent is a very, very tough thing, because you got to, how did it inadvertently one top secret thing get in your library? The rest are in your garage.
Right.
But I thought the worst thing politically, and it could be legally because it's where investigators, go, is when he was asked the question by Pete Ducey. He said, what were you thinking? He goes, I wasn't. The proper question would have been, and again, we'll tell Biden what he should have done this entire week. But to the answer to that question, with everything that had happened this week, would be, I don't know, because I didn't know they were there.
Right.
For him to sit there and say, well, God willing, I will. Oh, wait a minute.
What do you mean?
It was in with the vet. It was in with the vet, and the garage is locked with the vet.
Right.
You were justifying the fact that that's a safe place.
Right.
You have just shown, everybody in the world that your standard of security for classified documents is completely wrong.
There are so many levels of bad.
Yes.
yesterday was a fallout. Yesterday was a complete fallout. But here's the problem. It started with earlier this week when he brings up his lawyers. Well, my lawyers tell me that, well, your lawyers? Whoa. Nobody was even, what do you mean lawyers? And then, because the only, it should have started earlier this week with, I'm going to make a very short statement. I need to address this because I know there are many questions about this. I'm aware of the documents found at my office at University of Pennsylvania.
I've been made aware.
Yes, yes. And we are following the process, but I can't answer any other questions about that.
Right. We will have nothing to say on this because we will not interfere with the Department of Justice investigation into it, and we will answer no questions.
Right.
And Karine Jean-Pierre should have said the exact same thing. But all they're doing is every time they open up their mouth, they you can see it. You can see the frustration, you know, in the reporters.
Because the one thing that they were trying to do early on with it was set themselves apart from Trump. Well, see, this is how you cooperate. If that's the goal when it comes to documents and you know, and where they are and where they shouldn't be, then you could say we're going to respect the process, which means we're not going to answer any questions about it. We, from the moment we were made aware, we followed the process. We're going to respect that. No questions. Next. And you move on. And that's the only thing you have to say. But earlier this week, he brought up his lawyers, his personal lawyers. And now we're learning that his lawyers were involved. It wasn't aides.
It was his lawyers. Yeah.
His lawyers were involved in looking at every property where documents might be and then eventually finding them at his home in Wilmington. And by the way, you know, he spends a lot of time at his home in Wilmington. He takes weekends off, as they say.
Yeah.
Gee, yep. Now I've got a lot more questions. Who else is going to that house and everything else? But all of this was fallout that was completely not necessary. But Biden's ego is how all this comes to be. And the incompetence inside the White House press room with Karine Jean-Pierre, of course, is going to be part of that fallout, which, again, she only had to repeat what he should have been saying all week. We're following the process.
We can't answer any questions.
We can't answer any questions because we respect the process. Next, you move on.
Right.
No questions.
Right.
Move on.
Every single answer that she gives creates another question.
Right.
And then it's like we're being fully transparent. And the thing is, if they say you're not being fully transparent, well, we wish we could be, but because of the Justice Department investigation, we can't be transparent because of the Department of Justice. We're not going to interfere with it.
And we're going to respect the process.
Instead,
you know, that's where you're trying to sell, you know, you're basically trying to set yourself apart from how Trump handled it or whatever you're trying to accomplish there.
But you're
keeping it short. And you end every time with no questions.
But when you keep saying we're being fully transparent, they're saying, no, you're not. Not with the American people. No, but we're being transparent. They keep answering. They keep getting asked questions, and they don't answer the question.
Yeah.
But their answer creates another question.
Right.
And you can see every single question. If you watch the video of the press corps, you can just see them going. And the funniest thing is, This is a press corps for the most part. You know, Ducey, a couple others. I know the RCP reporter in the past, and you know, New York Post. They have been tools of the Biden administration.
Yeah,
they have bought into the gaslighting across the board, and all of a sudden, it's like all of a sudden this week they've had enough.
Yeah.
Well, we've accepted your lies all this time. Why do you continue to lie to us?
Well, and here's why. Because the way it was handled and the way it fell out yesterday is not spinnable. what the liberal media is basically doing, the reason, what you just pointed out, the reason that's happening is because they've been trying to spin. In their head, they're going, look, we work as part of your spin machine. You got to give us something.
Yeah, we can't spin this. You know, we had played the audio from The View. The View couldn't spin it. No. They were trying to, and they were basically to admit, we can't spin this.
Right.
And that's the problem with all of this. And we'll get into the real political and maybe legal consequences, you know, for the president on all of this that has happened. But just, it was one of those days yesterday I'll always remember in politics because it was so bad.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'll never forget yesterday. I'm going, what? And it started, like I said, with the whole Corvette thing.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be, I don't even know what some of the Corvette memes will be today.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But you know they're going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Local rural economies require innovation for economic development, job creation, and financing. That according to John Monson of Compure Financial, who adds that innovation comes from need-based opportunities.
We're in some communities and seeing that there's not a lot of local pharmacies. They got to travel 20, 30 miles. What about mobile pharmacy labs? Can we invest in that? I think we might want to think about that. What about rural daycare? A lot of them are taking up these old schoolhouses, and they're even being subsidized by the local school district on referendums. That's different and probably necessary.
He notes more financing applications are coming from rural entrepreneurs that need just interim or bridge loan financing or other means of capital to start up their business vision in rural America.
How can we invest in some of these bridge loan finances for a local owner to be able to build and renovate an old historic hotel? How do we get somebody who wants to move from a corporate job into a rural community and start an ice cream shop in a small town? How do we help them get that done?
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The USDA report is brought to you by Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel Fuel.
We'll be right back with more Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. Okay, I want to play a couple of audio cuts. From the press briefing yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre. Here we go.
All right.
What was the president trying to say when he referenced his Corvette earlier today? Because it sounded like he was implying that because his garage is a safe place for his car, the documents were safe. And therefore, if it was safe for the car, it was safe for the documents. Is that what he meant?
Look, I'm going to just leave his statement as is.
I don't speak for the guy.
You really have no choice.
Okay, that's
on that one at all.
This is how bad yesterday was. His official spokesperson didn't want to speak for him.
Yes, and then probably our favorite of yesterday, and it was Pete Ducey. Here we go.
Thank you, Corrine. Another one on GarageGate. What is the White House trying to hide?
What a cannonball of a
We want to make this clear that this is a very serious situation.
Yeah.
What we're laughing at is obviously what we've talked about a long time, and this is where when she gives one of her press briefings and she's lying.
Yeah.
She knows she's lying. The press corps knows she's lying. People watching the press corps ask the questions on C-SPAN or whatever know that she's lying. Democrats know that she's lying. Republicans know she's lying. Independents know that she's lying. And she continues knowing that she's lying and knowing that she knows that everybody knows that she's lying. She continues to lie. That's the humor in it.
It's the absurdity. That's where the humor lives, is that the absurdity of this whole thing, which, again, is avoidable when you start the week with, we're going to respect the process, so we're not taking any questions on this. Thank you. You end it. But the problem is that Joe Biden is always a liability. You heard him say it. God willing, I'll be able to talk about this soon. They'll stop telling me I can't talk about things.
And then, boom, he went right into the, you know, when he, God willing, I'll be able to talk about it like he could. And then he goes on to defend that the classified documents are in his garage with his locked vet. And that was the most bizarre thing. Seriously, I just went, wow, he actually upped it to a point I didn't think he could go to.
No, you're right. No, I mean, and think about it, because it, I also wouldn't have had him reading the statement. I know what I'm saying. I know. Don't get ahead of me. That means that Corinne Jean-Pierre has to read the statement. I know what you're saying, and you're right. But no, it's still better than him reading.
I'm sorry. You gotta throw John Kirby under the bus. He has to read it.
Kirby, you gotta read this one. I actually almost said this on the air yesterday about this time, is that I expected Kirby to be out. Yesterday we were saying, okay, you were saying this is all going to, you know, come, you know, unravel today. It is gonna be chaos today. And because in my mind, I was thinking, they're going to send Kirby out. You send Kirby out to read the statement. He reads the statement. Biden shouldn't have been reading anything. She can only read because she doesn't have any answers. But at least you don't have Biden reading a statement.
Bonus show.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Harley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. All right, the political and legal liability of just what we got out of the last 2 days. And I think I can combine them both together, because you just don't know legally where this is going. But politically, we do. But you can still connect the dots. One of the things that came out of this, and I believe the most damaging, and who knows, maybe it will be extremely damaging, you know, what comes out of the special counsel looking into Joe Biden now and these top secrets in three different locations being found. Maybe that will be a huge legal liability. I don't know at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I know what will be a political liability that could lead to a legal liability. A big legal liability is how the documents being found at University of Pennsylvania, and the fact that the Penn Biden Center has received from, I think, 2013 to 2019, as Comer, I believe, said yesterday, $67 million in donations from China, Chinese donations. And we know that the $54 million announced yesterday that was talked about, yet reported yesterday, were anonymous donations. I don't know about the other $13 million in there. And it just supercharges the Republicans' attacks on influence peddling with Hunter Biden, from all the information that we have found out about it, that Hunter helped get the University of Pennsylvania and Joe Biden together. And that all of this money flowed through the University of Pennsylvania because of Joe Biden and the Penn Center. Then Joe Biden was paid $1 million to become a professor where he was never a professor and never taught a class.
Right.
I saw Presley come out, Representative Presley, yesterday, part of the squad, and the defense was, well, this is all Chinese racism coming from the Republicans. Uh-huh. There isn't an American who is not a stooge of the Democratic Party that is going to believe that, including the majority of Democrats.
Right.
The problem is here, you don't have any Trump to blame, and that's all they've done for the last 6 years is blame Trump for everything.
Yep.
Trump can't be blamed for this. This is on, and this is where you said it. You said, Biden stands alone here. You can't defend him. We played the audio earlier from The View. They couldn't defend him. They were, you could tell they were talking about the fact that they wanted to defend him. Oh, Trump is so lucky that this happened.
Yep.
Well, no, people do what they wish to do in life, and they're responsible for the decisions that they make and the things that happen in their life.
Yep.
And but when you look at the influence peddling, this ties the Hunter Biden laptop. It just super energized it to tens of millions of dollars flowing now through a university, a million of it going to Biden. It comes from anonymous Chinese sources. And then, because the whole question is always, all right, influence peddling, but did you do anything for all that money? And then you see the FBI so-called China initiative, which was to root out Chinese spies in academia. And the way that the University of Pennsylvania, to read from John Solomon in Just the News, Attorney General Merrick Garland shut down the FBI's so-called China initiative in February of 2022, shortly after more than 160 members of the University of Pennsylvania faculty signed and made public an open letter demanding the program be stopped on the grounds that it amounted to racial profiling. The faculty letter was part of the larger university battle against the program. And then he goes on to say what was in the letter. Hmm. But all of that, you take all of that, that's not, you can't defend that. It's impossible to defend. You can't, and you certainly can't defend it by saying Chinese racism. That's not going to work.
Nope.
With the American public.
No.
They look at the anonymous donations that come in. They see that Biden was enriched by at least, I don't know if it was $1 million a year. I just saw the $1 million figure.
Right.
That he got for never teaching a class. What was he paid for then? Which then the Republicans, investigators are looking at it going, all right, I'm looking at this. Could this possibly be basically the laundering of some of the money from China right to Joe Biden? And it comes out clean because it's filtered through the University of Pennsylvania. I'm bringing that up as a question
right
now. I'm
right
bringing that because that's what investigators think. I'm not making a direct allegation that that was the intent of the University of Pennsylvania. I'm simply saying how politically it looks.
Yep.
And that is the most damning part of it, because politically and maybe legally, because then you have, oh, there's the favor that was done. There's the payback was
yeah
to stop that investigation
right
and the money. And that, again, that's the problem, because how do you defend it and say it wasn't? Politically, how do you do it? Now, this could go and after you had... after you have, I don't know, the Republicans investigated, and let's say it goes to court, maybe whoever was, maybe publicly they would be exonerated. I don't know. I'm simply telling you the politics of where it is right now, that the Democrats can't win the argument right now, and with the influence peddling and the money that we know already has gone to enrich the Biden family, this completes, at least in investigators' mind, this could complete and connect all of the dots that they've been attempting to connect.
Right.
And that's the problem that Biden has politically on this, which goes even beyond, because we don't know what we're going to learn, everything we're going to learn with the top secret documents, as bad as that could be. But I know politically this has just supercharged the Republicans when it comes to the allegations of influence peddling from the Chinese.
Yep. And it, which again, you look at the entire Hunter Biden story, that's a titanic of a story. And that just yeah now, you know, for us, it hit the iceberg a while back.
Oh, and one more, did I say it this time? Mm. Hunter Biden also is the one that got his father to start communicating with the University of Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, right, yeah, right.
I forgot there is Hunter involvement there.
Yes, yeah, right, exactly.
Right, forgot about that one.
So now you ask yourself, well, because you know, again, even a week ago, if you said it's about to get exponentially worse, I would have said, no, that's impossible. The Hunter Biden laptop thing, there's no way that that can bloat into something much bigger, much greater, potentially. And here we are a week later. Because I honestly, I said with the Hunter Biden thing, well, the Republicans need to get started because they only have 2 years. As of right now, they need to get you're going to bring all this. My gosh.
Well, here's something politically. Well, first off, this one thing. Mr. Trump, could you please be quiet for the next month?
Right.
Don't take the public's attention off of this here, because I was thinking, how do you solve this in the next week or two if you keep saying that you're being fully transparent? Because you and I already said earlier, in case you just tuned in right now, the proper response from the Biden administration when this story first came out was, the Department of Justice is investigating. We will say nothing on this. Absolutely nothing.
Right.
Because we will not interfere on the election. We have been informed that these documents have been found in these locations, and we refer you to the Department of Justice. And you just don't ever start answering any questions in any way. That should have been their response. Now, every time she answers a question, Karine Jean-Pierre, or when Biden yesterday with the Corvette.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the most... She couldn't even... When he was said, could you please explain what the president meant by it? Well, I'll just let you deal with what the president has said, because she can't explain it, because what he was doing was in his own mind. He was telling the American public that the top secrets of the United States are safe in any garage that is locked because it has a Corvette in it.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
I mean, you just...
But that's it. I mean, and that was the... That really was the fallout.
Yeah.
You know? You've seen those videos where there's an above-ground pool, and the guy goes to look, and there's a little leak in the side of the above-ground pool. And he goes to see if he can't fix that leak, and then he makes the hole bigger, and then all of a sudden it just bursts.
Yeah.
And the water carries him away. That was basically what you heard yesterday happening verbally from the president after the Pete Ducey question. You don't even have to acknowledge that Pete Ducey is in the room. I know he has the question, but you don't even have to acknowledge it. Once again, we're not going to answer questions about it. We're going to respect the process.
Right.
And so we'll move on to the next topic.
And then you do it for 10 minutes. If that's the only question, you say, okay, that seems to be the only questions. We're done after 10 minutes. And you walk away. You'll get criticism for it.
Right.
But you don't set yourself up where you have right now a press corps that normally the majority have played, complete doormats.
Yeah,
and have enabled the gaslighting of this administration that now is like furious. Because I thought you brought up the greatest point. Why are they furious if they've been enabling the gaslighting? Because they can't sell the spin.
They need a spin
from the White House.
Give us a spin, and that's what's right there is mind boggling. And this is why, again, it's clear that Biden has kind of been, you know, he's out there on his own raft right now, and he was kind of set sail on his own, and. We have proof of that in Karine Jean-Pierre going, I'm not going to touch that. And the media, the liberal media in that room, they're saying, come on, we're part of your spin machine. We want to help you guys. Why can't you guys give us anything to work with? Because at this point, There's nothing you can spin on this.
This will be interesting to see the Sunday morning news shows because they've been ignoring the Hunter Biden story completely.
Hey,
they haven't been covering it now because of the University of Pennsylvania and the tie in there to possible influence peddling. It's almost impossible because if they bring a Republican on, the Republican's going to bring that up. And how do they ignore that? Can Chuck Todd simply say that all
it
of that
personal?
That it's that this sounds personal? Can he get away with that now?
Does it sound personal now, Chuck?
866-90-RED-EYE.
Coming up, more with Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. It's Red Eye Radio.
He's Eric Cronin, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. My advice to the Biden administration, and I don't know what the schedule is, but I would call a lid at 9 a.m. It's done. And yeah. I'd say we're taking an extra long Martin Luther King Day weekend, and that goes through Tuesday. We'll be back next Wednesday. Seriously, right. I would do that.
No, seriously.
And I mean, you shut it down completely.
Yeah.
She's not, there's no press briefing. There's nothing. He's on vacation. Everybody's on vacation for the next 5 days. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Because you're only making it worse.
And you see if anything else, comes up. Any other news story comes up.
Any more documents? I mean, but the one thing you can't do is you can't, because there is no spin.
No, there
is. So you have to quit talking. And yeah, that would be it. And they don't have at least in the early days, they didn't have any problem calling a lid early.
No.
That shouldn't be hard now, especially as you mentioned. And it's a holiday weekend. Okay. You take the weekend.
It's Biden's vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, you might not want to go to Wilmington. Yeah, maybe Camp David.
I would say Camp David. Don't even approach Delaware.
Right.
Yeah, no.
And don't stop by Penn.
Right. I would vacation in North Korea before I would go back to Wilmington if I were the current president.
Yes.
Because
the press will follow you there.
Exactly. And
if you get in your vet, drive very fast so you don't have to answer the reporter's questions as they're screaming them to you as you drive by.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing you are wishing now that it wasn't a convertible.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going?
Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.